Hello, and welcome to the Sunday service of Calvary Chapel Foothill Ranch with Pastor Steve DeNicola.
What a special service we have for you today. I think the youth are dismissed. They have Bible study. Who's teaching the youth today? Rich, are you teaching them? Okay. Youth are dismissed. This family, the Nino family, we have been able to be a part of their lives, and they have been able to be a part of our lives for 25 years now. And back when Tom and Suzette were doing the youth group 12 years ago, or they did many years ago, but they did the youth for 12 years, and they had it on their heart to take the youth down on a mission to Mexico. We had no relationships south of the border, other than Mexico City. That was a long drive. We decided that wouldn't be in order. And we said, you know, Lord, what would we do there? Where would we go? How would we help? And there was a member of our church at that time, and he said, you know, when I was a little boy, I used to go to church with my grandmother in Mexico, and the pastor there always had a need, and it was just serving the Lord, and it just might be that, you know, we could help out in some way there, and God would use us. So Tom and Fernando went down, and they wound around the streets in Ensenada, and they found this little church that he had vaguely remembered, you know, from his youth years going to, and they introduced themselves to Pastor Roberto and his wife, Ada Luz. And from that time and that moment, God bonded our hearts and knit them together with this family. And then I was able to go down, and many in the church were able to go down, youth and adults alike, and we're able to do things there in Ensenada with them. And we have carried on and continued on a relationship with them, not as active as we'd like and not as active as we were physically, hands-on, but very much still supporting them, praying for them, and encouraging them, and being blessed and encouraged by them as God has just used them in so many ways, and we've seen God grow and develop and bless and prosper their ministry there. Pastor Roberto started out, when we met him, he was at a church, a Nazarene church in Ensenada, and then he left there. God moved him on and out to the more of the urban areas of Ensenada, and he'll share more about that with you. So you're going to get to meet not only Pastor Roberto and his wife, Ada Luz, but also some of their family members, and be able to understand a little bit more about what God is doing in Mexico and how you can help, how you can pray, and how we can continue to be a part of this great work of God there. So without any further ado, would you please welcome Pastor Roberto.
Buenos días.
Good morning.
Estamos muy contentos de estar con ustedes.
We're very happy to be here with you guys.
Quiero dar una palabra a mi esposa para que les dé un saludo.
And my wife is going to say hi to you guys.
Pues a mí me da mucho gusto estar entre ustedes.
I'm very, very happy to be among you guys.
Porque mi corazón está de fiesta.
Because in my heart there's a party.
Recordando todo lo que hemos vivido.
Just remembering everything that we've lived through.
Y ustedes han sido parte de nuestra vida.
And you guys are there because you guys have been part of our lives.
¿Por qué motivo?
Why is that?
Porque ya son 25 años.
It's been 25 years. Since we're from the same family. And in our happy moments and moments of joy, you guys have been present there. And also in the sad moments, you've been there. Why? Because we're family. The Bible says that when a member of the body hurts, everyone can feel it.
Y eso es una fortaleza para nosotros.
And that is just something that strengthens us. Because that means that we are not alone.
Dios está con nosotros.
Yes, God is with us.
Pero también tenemos una gran
But also we have a big family around the world who they bend their knees in prayers is to intercede one for another. We love you. Thank you for the love, for the financial support, for your prayers. We felt them, and we've seen them. There's a lot that we can say, but we don't have time. The time is too short. So I'm sorry. I love you all.
Este diciembre cumplimos 34 años de ministerio.
In December it's going to be 34 years that we've been doing ministry.
Dios nos trajo a ministrar a la Baja.
God brought us up to Baja California to ministry there.
Ministrando por 34 años.
We've been there for 34 years.
Conocimos a Tomás y a Pastor Steve.
We met Thomas and Pastor Steve
cuando era un niño.
When I was a kid. when I was 2 years old.
Quiero decirles que Dios ha sido muy fiel.
And let me tell you guys, God has been faithful.
Nos permitió guiar a los hijos para que se educaran.
God allowed us to guide our children so they get education.
Y Dios los llamó al ministerio.
And then God called them to ministry.
Y ellos dijeron que sí.
And they say yes.
Nosotros estamos muy agradecidos con el Señor.
So we are very thankful with the
porque
Lord.
Porque le sirven a Dios.
Because they serve the Lord.
Pero también ellos encontraron su compañero.
But also our kids, they found their partner
in life. Y la familia creció.
And the family grew.
Y ahora estamos cosechando porque Dios ha hecho crecer el ministerio.
And now we're reaping the fruit because God has allowed our ministry to grow.
Dios nos permitió cambiarnos de la ciudad de Ensenada a la zona rural.
Like Pastor said, God moved us from the city to the rural zone.
Y estamos ministrando por 15 años allí.
And we've been there already for 15 years.
A todos los migrantes indígenas que vienen del sur de México.
And we minister to all the migrants and indigenous migrants that come from south of Mexico.
Con el sueño americano de pasar para acá.
You know, and they come with that American dream to go across the border.
Pero cuando no pueden, se quedan a trabajar en los campos.
You know, when they see they cannot make it, they just stay there and work in the fields.
Y la mayoría de ellos son alcohólicos.
Most of them, they have alcoholic problems.
Son personas que no conocen al Señor.
Just people that they don't really know the Lord.
Pero con el esfuerzo de la iglesia y la predicación del evangelio.
But with the effort of our church and the preaching of the gospel.
Ellos encuentran vida en abundancia.
They found life in abundance.
Dios nos permitió comenzar un ministerio muy fuerte en esta área.
God allowed us to start a ministry, a very strong ministry in this area.
Y en esta área vamos a construir un centro de desarrollo comunitario.
So here in this area we're going to build a community center.
Para poder atender a 70 familias indígenas.
So we can work with 70 families, indigenous families.
Actualmente tenemos dos iglesias.
Right till this day we have two churches.
La iglesia Maranata, no sé si está por ahí la foto.
Church Maranata.
Tenemos alrededor de 20 familias indígenas.
We have around 20 indigenous families.
Y esta es la iglesia madre y estamos plantando otra nueva iglesia.
So this is the main church and we have started another church.
Así pasan la otra.
So next picture, please.
Okay. Ahí tenemos un comedor para niños.
And this is the other church and we have a soup kitchen for kids.
Pero también tenemos una iglesia.
The church and soup kitchen.
Que mi esposa ministra ahí.
And my wife is the one that runs.
Y dos veces por
church.
Semana mi esposa atiende a 150 180 niños.
Twice a week my wife feeds from 100 to 180 kids.
Y suplimos alimentos para ellos.
We provide the meal for them.
Para ayudarles a una dieta más balanceada
just
y ellos
to help
puedan
them
estar más saludables.
With a better diet so they can be more healthy.
Dios ha bendecido nuestro ministerio.
God has blessed our ministry.
Y queremos decirle gracias por orar por nosotros.
And we want to say thank you for your prayers.
Y el Señor es fiel.
God is faithful.
Gracias.
Thank you.
nosotros cuando llegamos, pues realmente todo es de tierra. Solo era el cuartito de madera. Entonces, el primer día que yo llegué, la verdad, yo no sabía qué hacer. Pero lo más importante es que mi esposo y yo nos queremos mucho y queremos a nuestros hijos.
Adiós. Yo todos los días salgo a las 7 de la mañana. Trabajo de guardia de seguridad. Mi trabajo está aquí cerca, como a 2 kilómetros más o menos. Y pues me toca descansar solamente los días viernes. Es el único día que yo puedo estar aquí con mi familia. Tratamos de convivir en la noche, pues lo que más se pueda, porque es muy poco tiempo el que estamos juntos. Esperemos que nuestra situación pues se mejore un poquito más para estar más tiempo unidos, para platicar más con mis hijos.
Yo lo que hice fue, como ya no teníamos dinero, fui a los Sobreruedas a pepenar basura, o sea, a juntar ropa, a juntar verdura averiada. Y ahí me di cuenta de todas las personas que están viviendo como yo. Van a la basura a levantar los juguetes y otros niños tiran a levantar ropa, a levantar verdura, fruta. Yo la primera vez tenía mucha vergüenza, yo no sabía cómo iba a hacerlo, pero yo nada más le pedí a Dios que me ayudara, porque todo era por ellos, por mis dos niños. Porque yo no quiero en un futuro ver a un hijo drogadito, yo quiero ver a un hijo preparado. Y quiero que cuando él esté grande se sienta orgulloso de mí y que se dé cuenta ahorita la realidad de la vida. Es si él no se acerca a Dios, las cosas pueden irse de otra forma. En todo momento, este día nunca se nos va a olvidar, siempre lo vamos a tener presente y a cada uno de ustedes los vamos a tener en nuestro corazón. Gracias.
Thank you.
Gracias.
Gracias, Lupita.
Solo eran unas paredes, pero
Y una mesa, ¿ya viste?
Y te amo a mi familia. Los amo.
My name is Brian. I'm married to Nino's oldest daughter, Indra, who's right here with our little baby girl, Liel, who's 10 months old. We are involved in this ministry, in the house building ministry. Every weekend, we have at least, you know, from 1 to 10 families, and they have that same story, you know, that they've had nothing, and we are able to go in there and bless them. Through this Homes of Hope ministry, through churches, you know, and businesses like you guys that come down and do that. I know you guys do with Cortisone, right? You guys do that, so you guys know all about that. And that's what we do. We've been doing that for the last 10 years with YWAM down in Ensenada. Right now we work with them in San Diego. We do all the registration. So we facilitate everything for the groups that come down. We get everything ready for them. And we've been married for 5 years. We've had an amazing time. God has totally blessed us and brought us to many different places doing his work. And now we have a little girl, so that's obviously a game changer. But it's a good game changer, definitely. So... right now we're in San Diego doing that, and Indra just started being a full-time mom, but she doesn't work at the office anymore. She stays home with Liel now. So you guys can pray for her that all goes well. So we just wanted to thank you guys for just being a blessing to us in our side of the ministry and all of our different ministries that we are involved in, and it's cool to be able to come here and finally see you guys. You know, I know we hear about you guys all the time, and I don't know that I've met, maybe I could count on one hand the people that I've met from this church. So it's very cool to be able to come here and, you know, see the faces behind those that have been supporting us, you know, for so many years. So.
Yeah, and I just wanted to say same thing. I was sharing earlier, you know, I know Tom and Susie from 20 years ago, and I came to stay at their house for 2 months to learn English. I remember that I learned all the songs from Beauty and the Beast. I watched them every day. But it was really cool yesterday when we were pulling in front of their house. And I'm like, wow, it's 20 years ago. And, you know, I'm here again. but with two other people, you know. But it's been a blessing, you know, a great journey, what God has taken us through. The friendship continues throughout the years, and also extends from them to the pastor, to all of you. So we are a huge, huge family, definitely. So thank you so much. We are very excited to be here and to share with you about what we do. You want to hear more about our stories or see what we've done, because, you know, it could be here and take a long time. We have cards in the back. There's a website there. You can go in there and read everything about us. Also, our email address if you want to contact us and ask any questions. We'll be up around. But thank you. God bless you. So they have given us the opportunity to share, you know, like the whole family, how the family is serving. And there's three people, well, two and a half kind of, that are missing, that are not here. My dad and my mom have three children. I'm the oldest of three. Then we have another sister. And then my brother. Our sister, Sarvia, and her husband, John Philippe, are currently in Switzerland. They also do missions, and they also do YWAM, but in Switzerland. Sarvia and John Philippe, I think we'll have a picture soon. Sarvia and John Philippe met in Mexico, and he is from Switzerland. So she's like, land of the cheese and cows. From my sister being a Mexican, you know, raised, born and raised in Mexico, and then now living in Switzerland. She's been there for a year now. He's been a huge transition. The husband is from Switzerland. He speaks French. She speaks English. But he speaks Spanish, so she speaks Spanish. So awesome. It's funny because they communicate to each other in English, which is none of them their language. But that's how they communicate. So I'm like, I really hope you guys have really, you know, said everything right, because who knows? They'll figure out later. No, but next. So Sarvia, that's her sister. She's 28 years old. She and John Philippe, and they're pregnant right now. Oh, she's pregnant. They're expecting their first daughter. They've been in Switzerland for a little bit over a year now. God has been faithful. Like Sarvia was mentioning, moving from Mexico to Switzerland has been a huge transition. They call the place home. Well, not, for her, you know, has been huge, but God has been just faithful in showing them that he took them there, so he will take care of them there. So they are there. They are with YWAM, and I'll share a little bit and a little bit what they do with YWAM, but also they work with the churches there. Their heart is to mobilize the local church, Swiss, and people in the French area into missions. So that's what their heart is. So they go to churches like here, and they share, they preach, and specifically in one, they're involved with their local church, and that's where they work, you know, with the youth and leading worship. Their main goal, though, the reason they moved there, when they were here in YWAM San Diego, YWAM Mexico, they learned about the program called Mission Adventures, which is a program for youth groups that is designed to mobilize them into missions. So they really felt in their heart just the heaviness, you know, that they need that program over there, too, and that they could mobilize the local church over there. So God opened the door for them to go to Bern in Switzerland, and they have been there for this year, and they had their first Mission Adventures group, which was 21 young Swiss local people, and it was the first time ever doing anything like this. They had a two-week training in just talking about the Lord, what he has done in their hearts, and just showing them, you know, about the Great Commission, and hopefully they could embrace the Great Commission. So after having that experience of those 2 weeks, they took him to Romania for the next part of the trip. They had time, you know, being challenged, and then they went to Romania, and the last time where they served, they worked with the kids, they did some work. I think you can see in the next slide how they were there. So they were completely, for those Swiss guys, going to Romania was like going to a third world country, you know, because they've never been out there. So it's been really cool how God has been using them, pioneering this ministry and mobilizing the local church. So that's where their heart is, and that's what they want to see in the future, thousands, not only 21, but thousands of young Swiss people into the missions, you know, and just mobilize in any area. And the last adventure that they're in, next slide, please, is that they're expecting. So they are very excited. They will be having their daughter in January. So pray for them. Pray for her. She's very, very small, as you can tell. He's lean like that. That's why he looks the same. But no, she's like, I'm short. She's shorter. And he's tall. So, you know, we all kind of like, wow, you guys are very different. I hope you don't have a big kid. But we'll see. With God, all things are possible, right? So she's really excited. They're really happy. And they're more excited to have a new member in their team, and they know they're going to be there for a long term. So who knows when we'll, you know, they'll be here again, probably to visit someday. But for now, they're there. God has them there, and He will be faithful. They have a little tiny clip that they wanted to record just to say hi from you so you can hear them. They're going to show it right now, and I hope you enjoy it.
Us. We are Jean-Philippe and Sylvia Godin, and we are here in our Mission Adventure office in Wavenbürtini in Switzerland.
So we just wanted to take a few moments to thank you for all your support, financially but also with your prayers. Seriously, we've been here a year and we've been able to see that we're not alone. And yeah, thank you for everything that you have done for us. You have been a big blessing, and it's because of you that we have been able to come here to Switzerland where God has called us for this season, so we really appreciate it.
Yes, and next time we also really hope we'll be able to see you face to face, shake your hand, thank you directly. So yeah, we are looking forward to actually meet you for real. Have a good day, God bless you, see you later.
So that's the other part of the family, and I was just thinking, you know, and you'll see this, that the word says that His blessing goes not from one generation, but it stays there, but it goes from generation to another generation, and we can see this here. So thank you, guys. God bless you.
Hi, my name is Amanda Nino. I'm married to Jesse Nino, which is the youngest of the three children of Ada and Roberto. And before we share, many of you actually gave for Jesse's surgery, and we just want to say thank you. My husband in August had a herniated disc and had to have surgery, and you guys gave incredibly. Thank you so much. God is totally restoring his back, and it's allowing him to engage and be a part of ministry. And so thank you so much for all of you who gave towards that. We're going to start off by sharing a quick video about the ministry that is a big focus of what we're doing. So after that, I'll share a little bit more. So we're working in Tijuana's red light district, which is it's home to prostitution. It's where all the people come to party. And there's a lot of homeless population there as well, because so many people are deported from the States and dropped off in that area. So it's a big area where there's a lot of deportees living and living on the streets. So this area captured my heart. A few years back, I was prayer walking in the red light district, and I met a six-year-old girl who was being prostituted by her mother. And my life drastically changed. The way I saw things drastically changed. And God really invited me and invited our campus and a lot of people to be a part of engaging into the kids of this community, to see transformation happen in this community through reaching out to the young kids who are living there. So we started a program called Los Niños de la Zona, which is Zone Kids in English. And we do a biblical teaching program, kind of like a weekly Bible studies. We work in doing arts and crafts with them, giving them learning opportunities to feel like they've accomplished something. We've also been teaching computer classes at a local school, engaging in the schools and education, promoting that in the community. We're working with the moms and teaching them English, trying to give them value and also opportunities to get a job and to do something besides prostitution. A big area that God's really challenging us personally right now is just to engage with the mothers and try and create a new way for them to get work. It's almost the way that the community is set up that women have to do prostitution to provide for their families in that area because there's no other job opportunities for them. So we're really trying to create a new demand, to create something that these women can earn money with. So we're praying into that and asking God what he wants us to do. We also had a fall festival just a couple weeks ago. We had 150 people show up, which was amazing. And we had 30 salvations, which was just a huge victory to see God moving and taking that making that stake and making that in their hearts. So we're excited for that. We're average about 25, 30 kids a week. And it's been amazing. God's doing a lot growing that ministry. Just a quick little story. There's a kid, Italo, and he's close to our hearts. He's been coming for a while. And every week we prayer walk, and he had joined us on the prayer walk. And at the end of the prayer walk, we always stop and get a treat at the bakery because we love donuts. So we bought him a donut, and he had actually taken another one. He had stolen it from the donut shop. So we went in and obviously paid for the donut, but Jesse tried to approach him to talk to him. He just jetted off. He didn't want to talk to us, nothing. And for weeks and weeks, we would see him walk by the park, and we'd wave, and he'd just keep walking and totally shut down. He was ashamed. So finally, he came back a couple weeks after that, and he showed up, and he was playing with us, and we were all really excited. And then while we were playing games, we passed out candy, and he took an extra candy again. So Jesse sat down with him and just explained to him, you know, why that's not okay. But then he actually shared, you know, regardless if you do this, we're still going to love you. You're still invited here. You're still, we love you. We care about you. We believe the best in you. And since that, there's been a total transition in this kid's heart. He's excited to come. He's listening to the Bible story instead of being silly and disobeying during the whole time. So that's been really cool just to see transitions happening in so many of these kids' hearts that they're really getting it. And so many people in their lives are leaving them. There's a huge piece of rejection upon this community. And so for us to just say, we believe in you, we love you no matter what, is really breaking down a lot of barriers. We also work with the training department with Youth with a Mission. Youth with a Mission is huge. So we're a portion of what God's doing all over the world through this amazing ministry. It's in 160 nations worldwide and 18,000 full-time workers. So we are part of the discipleship training program. Jesse leads that school in January. It's a five-month time where people can come and know who God is, learn how to hear his voice, experience missions. And so that's the point of this time, is just to get really close with God and then to send people off into their calling. So he leads that school. Last year, he had 8 students. All 8 of them are faithfully serving God, whether with YWAM or back in their hometowns or wherever God's called them to. So that's incredible to see. And then I'll be this year leading a seminar that's called Children at Risk. I have a huge focus on children at risk. That's what my heart beats for. So I'm leading a seminar this January, welcoming people from the local churches, local pastors, local people who are working, as well as internationally, people are invited to come and be a part of this training and learn what God's heart is for children, learn his heart and how to carry it to these kids. So I'm really excited to host that. Some other ways that we're ministering with our campus is through Homes of Hope. We also serve and build homes on the weekend with Brian and Indra. As teams come down, Jesse translates. I get to host for the teams, and we love being a part of Homes of Hope. Jesse works in the juvenile hall discipling young boys. In fact, one boy who just got out of prison is building this weekend with one of our teams, and he's totally serving the Lord. So that's a huge victory. He's a part of leading worship, and actually in 2 weeks I'll be heading to the Dominican Republic to speak on a DTS, a discipleship training school, and do a week on justice, teaching these young people what God's heart is for justice. And So God's using you guys to do so much, because even though we are there in Mexico, your guys' support is really what allows us to be there and do that. So we just want to excite you guys for what you guys are a part of as well. This isn't just our ministries. These are your ministries. You guys are engaging with them through your giving, through your prayers. So thank you so much for being a part of what God's doing. Amen. Amen. So I'm going to welcome up Roberto, and he's going to share a quick word.
Gloria a Dios. Oh, Dios es maravilloso.
The Lord is amazing.
Él está levantando un equipo poderoso alrededor del mundo.
He's raising up just a powerful team all over the world.
Él nos llama a cada uno de nosotros para ser parte de su equipo.
And he is calling each one of us so we can be part of his team.
Y cuando somos parte del equipo de Dios, somos felices porque estamos haciendo lo que el corazón de Dios quiere.
When we are part of God's team, we are happy because we are doing the things that God wants us to do.
Y Dios te bendice en abundancia porque Él es tu Padre, Él es el Señor de tu vida.
And God blesses you in abundance because He is your Father and you are serving Him.
Escuche esta lectura, por favor, Isaías 41:9.
So Isaiah 41, 13. Verses 9 through 13. Please listen to this, I'm going to read. You whom I have taken from the ends of the earth, and call you from its farthest regions, and said to you, you are my servant. I have chosen you and have not cast you away. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Behold, all those who were incensed against you shall be ashamed and disgraced. They shall be as nothing, and those who strive with you shall perish. You shall seek them and not find them. Those who contended with you, those who warred against you, shall be as nothing, as a non-existent thing. For I, the Lord your God, will hold your right hand, saying to you, fear not, I will help you.
Porque el Señor te tomó.
Because the Lord has taken you.
De los confines de la tierra.
From the ends of the earth.
Y de todas partes, Él te llamó.
And He has called you from all
para
places.
Para que seas parte de su equipo.
So you can be part of His team.
Primera Pedro 2:9 dice, mas vosotros sois linaje escogido.
1 Peter 2:9 says that we are a chosen generation.
Real sacerdocio.
A royal priesthood.
Nación santa.
A holy nation.
Pueblo adquirido por Dios.
His special people.
Para que denunciéis las virtudes del que los llamó de las tinieblas a una luz admirable.
That you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light.
Así es que tú y yo somos pueblo escogido.
So you and I are chosen people.
Para formar o hacer el equipo de Dios.
People, so we can be part of God's team.
Dios quiere que tomes la visión de su corazón.
God wants you to take God's vision,
Dios
the vision that is in His heart.
El que es el deseo de su corazón.
The Lord wants you to be involved in God's heart's desire.
Y todos somos llamados para formar ese pueblo santo.
And we have all been called so we can form that,
nos
you know, holy
los
people.
De la tierra para poder seleccionar un solo equipo.
He brought us from the ends of the world so we can be one team.
La Biblia dice que todos somos miembros del cuerpo del Señor.
The Bible says that we are all members of the body
of
Christ.
Cada uno somos importantes para Dios.
And each one of us is as important to the Lord.
Ninguno es más importante que otro.
Neither is more important than the other.
Todos somos importantes.
We're all important. We're all equal.
También dice la Biblia que somos como instrumentos escogidos.
The Bible says that we are like chosen instruments.
Y como tales tomamos una tocamos una gran sinfonía.
And as those instruments, we can all play this great symphony.
¿Sabe cuál sinfonía es?
And you know what symphony this is?
La sinfonía del amor de Dios.
It's God's symphony, the symphony of His love.
Nos toca tocar esa sinfonía.
You know, we need to play that melody.
El mundo entero debe ser cautivado con esa sinfonía del amor de Dios.
So the whole world has to be touched, you know, with that melody.
Y todos tenemos que tocar alguna parte muy importante de esa música celestial.
But the thing is that we all need to be part of that, you know, special music and be able to play a part in that.
Y con esta música los corazones son cautivados.
And with this music, God's the hearts are going to be captivated.
Los corazones tristes y agotados son reanimados.
The saddened, you know, burdened hearts are going to be encouraged.
Los corazones quebrantados son sanados y levantados.
Those broken hearts get healed.
y son salvados del pecado.
And they are saved from sin.
Para que glorifiquen al Rey de Reyes y Señor de Señores.
So that can they glorify the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings.
Juan vio en su visión que de toda tribu, de todo pueblo y de toda nación.
John had a vision, and in that vision he saw people from all peoples, tribes, from all nations.
Todos cantaban un solo canto.
And they were all singing one song.
Alabando al Cordero
de Dios.
They
were all worshiping the Lamb of God.
El Cordero de Dios que quita el pecado
del mundo. The Lamb of God that takes away all the sin of the world.
Dios nos ha levantado como un pueblo santo.
So he has risen up as one people, a holy people, a chosen people.
Y nuestros sueños y visiones deben ser el sueño de Dios y el corazón de Dios.
Therefore, our dreams, our visions must be those are in God's heart.
El sueño de un solo hombre puede cambiar al mundo si lo captamos.
One man's dream can change the world if we all get hold of that dream and become one team.
¿Cómo cambiaremos al mundo?
So how are we going to change this world?
¿Cómo realizaremos este sueño?
How are we going to be able to accomplish this dream?
La palabra clave es.
The key word in this is.
Misiones.
Missions.
Nuestra misión es el mandato de Jesucristo.
Our mission, that's God's commandment.
Hacer discípulos a todas las naciones.
To go and make disciples in all the nations.
Misión es el corazón de Dios.
Missions is the heart of God.
Y si el corazón de Dios no palpita en nosotros y en la iglesia,
if God's heart is not beating within us and in his church,
la iglesia se muere.
Then the church will die.
Nosotros no moriremos.
We will die.
Pero es necesario que el corazón de Dios palpite en nosotros.
But it's necessary for that heart, you know, God's heart to be beating within us.
La iglesia tiene que estar viva.
God's church must be alive.
Porque hay que salvar a un mundo perdido.
Because we must go and save a lost world.
Malo, enfermo.
We need to go and save a sick
que
world.
Está muriendo en sus delitos
y pecados. A world that is dying in its sins.
Cada uno de nosotros como creyentes,
each of one of us as believers,
debemos estar exactamente donde Dios quiere que estemos.
We need to be in the place where God wants us to be.
Y esta es la estrategia divina.
And this is God's strategy, his divine strategy.
Colocar a sus instrumentos en lugares estratégicos.
To place God's instrument in strategic places.
Dios te ha colocado en un lugar estratégico.
He has called you and he has placed you
no
in a strategic place.
Lugar.
So do not lose that place.
Únete al cuerpo de Cristo.
Just join the body of Christ.
Y toca esa sinfonía del amor de Dios.
And play that melody of God's love.
Debemos dejarnos usar poderosamente.
And then we need to let ourselves be used powerful.
Como un instrumento en las manos de Dios.
In God's hand as his instruments.
Y ejecutados por el Espíritu Santo.
And then through his Holy Spirit.
Para que él ejecute nuestras vidas y extraiga melodía celestial.
He will make music and heavenly music out of our lives.
Esa melodía que se debe llevarse a todo el mundo.
That melody that must be taken throughout the world.
Las buenas nuevas
the good news, the good news of salvation.
Porque el mundo está muriendo en sus pecados.
The world, it's dying in its sin.
Y Dios quiere que los hombres le glorifiquen.
And the Lord wants people to worship him.
Así es que cada uno de nosotros estamos tocando esa melodía.
So each one of us is playing that melody.
Si estamos tomando en serio el reto de Dios para nosotros,
if we take God's challenge, you know, seriously,
tenemos que cumplir esta tarea.
We must do this
tenemos
work.
Tenemos que levantarnos para tocar al mundo con su amor.
We must arise and go and touch the world with his love.
Dios está esperando que tú toques algo en ese equipo.
And he is waiting for you to play your part in that
¿cómo
team.
¿Cómo lo haremos?
How are you going to do that?
Desarrollando nuestros dones.
Developing our gifts.
Envolviéndonos en el ministerio de la iglesia.
Getting ourselves involved in the ministry of the church.
La iglesia se mueve con el poder del Espíritu Santo.
Because the church, yes, it's moved by the power of the Holy Spirit and does the work of the heart of God.
Siempre se ha dicho que las misiones.
But we have always heard
hay tres áreas importantes
that in missions there are three very important areas where you can get yourself involved.
Tú puedes estar orando, intercediendo.
You can be praying, interceding.
Tú puedes estar yendo. Ve y predica
you
y sirve.
Go, serve, preach.
Pero también puedes soportar.
And you can also give.
Sosteniendo obreros.
Give financially to those that need, the workers that need it.
Para que el pueblo de Dios
so the body of Christ may continue and can take the world for the Lord so he can be worshipped.
Porque de toda lengua y toda tribu y toda nación,
because there will be people from all tribes, from all tongues, from all nations
entonarán un solo canto.
Singing that one song.
La gloria es para el Señor.
Glory be to the Lord.
Que el obrero no puede ni debe ir al
we
campo.
Must understand and know that a worker cannot go or be outside in the field.
Con las manos vacías.
Empty-handed.
Tiene que tener herramientas.
Or by itself.
Tiene
they need
que
to have
equipado.
Gifts. They need to
tiene
be equipped.
Entrenado.
They need to be trained.
Para desarrollar un
so
trabajo
they can
eficaz,
develop a very effective work,
productivo,
a last-longing job, so they can be fruit
cielos.
For the kingdom of God.
La iglesia debe tener esa
the
gran
kingdom
visión
must have that vision for ministry.
Visión de la iglesia de alcanzar al mundo para Cristo.
So the church must have that vision,
donde
you know, to be able to reach out the world for Christ. Wherever you're at,
hacer tocar esa sinfonía.
You need to play that symphony.
Donde quiera que tú estés pueda tocar
so a otro.
So
you can touch others with God's love.
La proclamación.
So proclamation.
El discipulado.
Discipleship.
La adoración.
Worship.
Esto es importante
this
para la iglesia.
This is important for the church.
Tenemos que proclamar
we
ese mensaje.
We must proclaim the message that God has given us throughout his word.
Tenemos que discipular a
we
los
must
creyentes
disciple the believers
para que sean equipados
so they can be equipped for God's work.
Pero tenemos que
but we must also worship the Lord all together for his glory.
Y ese programa debe ser programa de la iglesia
and that
local
must be our program, our task, the local church task.
Toma tu lugar.
So take your place.
No te apartes de ese lugar.
Do not go away
porque
from the
Dios
place because the Lord wants to use you in a mighty way.
Actualmente la iglesia está avanzando a grandes pasos.
Nowadays the church is advancing
y la gloria sea
in
a Dios
giant steps. And let's give glory
Dios
to the Lord because he
ya
is reaching out, you know, to the very, very furthest places in, on earth.
Frente al trabajo
the,
más duro
the church is taking front in the hardest places such as a 1040 window.
Y la iglesia latina está enviando
and the Latin church is also part of it, sending those missionaries to the 1040 window as well. So we
allá
have Latin people in those places. The Lord has raised them up and the church has sent them and we are supporting them so God can be glorified. Let's worship.
Iglesia, tú eres el cuerpo de Cristo.
You are the body of Christ.
Marchemos hacia adelante.
Let's walk together. Let's walk forward.
Nuestro capitán.
The Lord Jesus is our captain.
Decimos,
and we just
sí,
go, yes, sir.
Sí, señor.
Yes, sir.
¿Serás un buen soldado de Jesucristo?
Will you be a good soldier for
consagra
Christ?
Tu vida a él.
So consecrate your life for him.
Sírvele con corazón sincero.
Serve him with a sincere heart.
Llámale con todo
and
corazón.
Love him with all of your heart. Worship him.
Porque él te ha dado
because he has
vida
given you
eterna
life in eternal life.
Cierra tus ojos.
So let's pray.
Gracias, Señor.
Lord, we thank you.
Gracias.
Thank you.
Por tu cuerpo.
For your body.
Por tu iglesia.
For your church.
Gracias por tu equipo,
thank
Señor
you for the team, your
oramos,
team.
Señor, por
we
el
pray, Father, for the ministry
iglesia
that is doing,
Señor,
you're doing through this church. We pray for each member
oramos
in this church. We pray for the
oramos,
vision
Señor,
in this place.
Están haciendo,
pray
Señor
for what they're doing
gracias
already. Thank you, Father,
día,
because every day you add those new disciples and those new people that need to be in your body, new members for your glory. Father, we pray your name.
Señor Dios, con todos los que están
we join all of those that are working in your body and that are also playing and being part of this heavenly melody, which are the good news.
Para todas las
that this is the good news for all the
en
nations. We praise the Lord in
amén
Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Have you been encouraged? We were encouraged many years ago also, and it's been our heart to stay very closely connected with this family. You can see why. Amazing people, just awesome, awesome people. You've met the rest of our family, the extension that moves further south from here, but it also moves far away from even there. Our family stretches around the world now. And we stay connected through the Holy Spirit. We stay connected because we speak to them, they speak to us occasionally too. But the work that's being done there is the work of the Holy Spirit. It's our heart, it's their heart. It's the same Spirit. It's the same Spirit that you all have too, because you support what is going on here. What a blessing that is to see and to hear what is going on. It's just so good, it's so rich. So I want to pray for this family and thank them for coming. So join with me if you will. Good. Why don't you all come up? Father, we're so grateful, thankful, we're so filled with joy to see our friends, our brothers and sisters, our partners, God. Who knew 25 years ago that we'd be standing here today? Thank you, Father, for what you're doing. Thank you, God, for the amazing work that your Holy Spirit does. We love this family, God, as you do. We thank you for them. And Lord, we want to pray a blessing on them, each one of them. And those that are present, those that are not, in the same spirit, they know that they're being blessed by us today. Father, that you would extend the work that they're doing now, that you would give them strength and courage to go on beyond what they think they're able to do, to bring the gospel, to bring the good work, to bring the hands that minister the love of Jesus to a dying world, to communities far, far away that don't know you, that just need to know that there is a God that loves them. Father, bless them with resources. Bless them with your spirit. Bless them with the vision that you have for the world. As we wish that same for us. Lord, we pray that you would bless us all with the same unity of spirit that you have. God, that we might be good ambassadors to the world. Lord, as this generation has now extended, and Father, we pray for the generations after that too, that there might be many, many more Ninos, Rudzeskis, De Nicolas, names upon names of this church and their church, of the body of Christ, that goes into the world to bring that message of hope. Father, we thank you for today, for what you're doing, God, and we thank you for tomorrow, for what you will do. We pray in the power of Jesus and your Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you, God.
We hope God has spoken to you through this podcast. Tell your friends and please visit us on the web at www.calvarychapelfoothillranch.com.